Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back, waiting on the bus. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, with the number 3. I hope you check those out. They're available on Amazon. Carl Ann Ferguson is our guest, our new friend, not new for long. We're going to get her back on the show. She's a leadership expert. You know how much we like talking about leadership. It's very important. She's the founder of Propel Forward. It's the name of her company. Her new book is called The Insightful Leader, and it's all about your superpowers that sometimes get you into trouble, right? Right, Carl Ann? Sometimes what makes me so... It's hard for me to imagine that what makes me Mr. Wonderful are... There's also things that come along with it that makes me Mr. Awful to some other people, and that hurt my feelings when I first figured that out, Carl Ann.
Yeah. It's like, how can my gift be my greatest weakness?
Exactly. Now, you talk about, you have three, I love these three examples of different kinds of people that sort of the both sides of the pendulum swing on this paradox. Talk to us about those. The problem finder or the pessimist is the first one.
Right. And this is 3 of 10 that you can see sort of clear patterns with people. And the problem finder or pessimist, the problem finder, the strength is they're really good at ferreting out what could be wrong with a situation or something you're going to embark on. And they're great at that. They've got to figure out, in their mind, they have to figure out any of the risks involved.
They're not, easily sold, and they're skeptical of things. They don't have rose-colored glasses, do they?
No, they don't, but they're wicked good at looking at something. Like, you give them a proposal, and bingo, they'll find the hole for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, companies love this, you know, and in a small business, they're wonderful because they're going to point out some really important risks to you. But on the other side of that, as they keep doing this, as this gets reinforced and it gets stronger and stronger, and they take it too far, then they feel like they're the only one who can point these things out, and it's their responsibility to do this. And so then it's on a heightened alert mode, and then they're speaking doom and gloom. And they're like, oh, this will never work because of this and this. And instead of looking at why it'll never work, they forget to look at why could it work? What could we change and get it to work?
Or as you said earlier, their risk tolerance may be different. And you know, you're not trying to get them to kill this project. You're not trying to get them to set fire to it. You just want them to help you find where it can be improved and not kill the whole thing. And that's, I've seen this where people found the holes and then it didn't stop. They finally wound up just killing the whole deal. So, folks, the point is here, this is you we're talking about. Whenever you're possibly like this, make sure that you're checking both sides. One of my mentors, Carl Ann, said something to me a long time ago that I've never forgotten. He said, check your position. And what he meant was, whenever you're going forth into the marketplace, into the workplace, check your position and look behind you. Are you leaving happy people and productive work? Are you leaving a casualty list? Check your position. And I think, what do you think about that?
I think it's good advice. I really do think it's good advice. You have to constantly look at how am I bringing value to the organization and where might I be hurting the organization?
Right, exactly. So in the couple of minutes we've got left over, what's your advice to help people be able to check their position too? And if they find that they're, you know, a little bit overbearing or maybe their specialness is not quite as special as they think it is, how do we fix that?
Well, first, their specialness is as special as they think it is. it is a wonderful gift to the organization. And like I say in the book as well, is make certain that you embrace those gifts because they are what make you a great leader. And to, you know, get the other side of it is some of the stuff we talked about. Seek out that feedback. Mm-hmm. Make certain that you are finding out how people perceive you. And then take that feedback further. You know, make certain that you're looking at, well, not just how I can improve, but where does this come from? And take the deeper journey into understanding what survival beliefs were programmed in your early childhood mm-hmm. that makes you go to these overused strengths that become weaknesses, especially when you're under stress, because that's when they're triggered.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And, of course, in my case, one of the things that I did to make sure that I didn't get too carried away with myself, I got married. And a wife fixed that right up for me real quick. 30 seconds, last thoughts, Carlin.
Yeah, and what you said about getting married is whatever our strengths and weaknesses are at work, they are the same at home. If you're the pessimist at work, you're the mm-hmm. pessimist at home.
So if you're having challenges in one place, that might be the reason why you're having challenges in another place, and so again, check your position. So all right, it's propelforward.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
And The Insightful Leader. That's the title of the book. Put a .com on the end of that. You can find that. I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold. And folks, of course, I recommend it to you. Carlin, will you come back again? Good job today.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. It was
have
a
you
lot
back
of
again another day, Carlin Ferguson. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.